masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your humble host, Muzaffar Haider. Here in the studio today, we have with us Dr. Murtaza Karimi. He's got a PhD in Islamic studies. Dr. Karimi, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
It's really good to have you, alhamdulillah. So, we're going to be continuing our discussion about the last savior, Imam Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. So there is a false claimant from Basra, just as there have been false claimants throughout history who have claimed to be the Mahdi, and they've actually been complete imposters. Where does this claim come from that there are two qa'ims?
As we all know, one of the most famous attributes mentioned for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is al-qa'im, meaning that he will have a kind of uprising against the oppressors. But this false claimant, he has so many claims, and one of the points is that he claims to have a kind of relation with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, both blood relation and also spiritual connection and relation. Now, the point is that he says that I'm the deputy of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Some people ask him, why have you come before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance? Mm-hmm. So he claims that according to some narrations in Shia sources, we have two qa'ims. One of them before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi and the second one after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. So I am the qa'im prior and before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and Imam is the second one.
Right.
He has mentioned that in various books of him and some of his followers and companions, they have explained about these narrations. First of all, let's have a true understanding of the word qa'im in our narrations. It seems that the first authentic source of hadith referring to this concept is Qurb al-Isnad by Himyari, and then other sources, they have used the same word, like Mahasan by Barqi, Basair al-Darajat by Safar, Tafsir Ayashi, Sheikh Kulani al-Kafi, Al-Ghaiba by Nu'mani, and also Al-Ghaiba by Sheikh al-Tusi. There are a couple of points that before addressing those narrations as claimed by these false claimants, we need to take into consideration. The first point is that in some narrations, the word Qa'im has been used to refer to anyone who has a kind of uprising,
right,
not necessarily to Imam Mahdi, yeah, alayhi salam. For example, in Ghaiba by Nu'mani, page 274, we read the following. When Qa'im, or the uprising, he begins his uprising in Khurasan and then in other parts like Kufa, then the Imam continues and then says that ثُمَّ يَقُومُ الْقَائِمُ الْمَأْمُولُ. Then the Qa'im that people are waiting for him, he will have his uprising. So first of all, the word Qa'im in this narration has been used, but it's referring to any person who may have a kind of uprising. According to some other narrations, all the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt are called as Qa'im. Mm-hmm. So this point is very important, because I will come to some narrations according to which the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, except for Imam Mahdi, they say that we are not that promised Qa'im.
Uh-huh.
But in other narrations, they call themselves as, for example, Qa'im bi amrillah. In one narration, the Imam says, Kulluna Qa'imun bi amrillah. Although the word Qa'im has been used here, but Qa'im bi amrillah has nothing to do with uprising.
Right.
The one who is Qa'im bi amrillah is referring to the person who is establishing the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So although this word has been used for all the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, it's different from Qa'im as referring to a kind of uprising. And then again, the word Qa'im has been used for Imam Ali alayhi salam in some other narration. For example, أَنَّهُ الْقَائِمُ بِالْقِسْطِ فِي بَرِيَّتِكَ. He is the one who will bring about justice among the people. Mm-hmm. But again, it's different from that promised Qa'im and that special uprising. Then the other point which needs to be discussed is the fact that some narrations refer to Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, our seventh Imam, as Qa'im.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we refer to the chains of these narrations, according to many scholars, these narrations have been forged by Waqifis. We know that a group of Shia, they stopped after Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, and they said that we have only 7 imams.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't believe in Imam al-Rida alayhi salam as the 8th imam. They were called Waqifiyya, meaning those who stopped. And of course, after some years, they disappeared. So today, we do not have any person following that group. It seems that these narrations who call Imam Kadhim alayhi salam as the Qa'im, they were forged by these people.
Yeah.
So they wanted to claim that we have only 7 imams, and the very 7th imam, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, he is the promised Qa'im.
We'll come right back to that before you mention that, Doctor. Inshallah, after a break.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I can hear your voice like a whisper calling me in the wind. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever.
Welcome back to the studio. We're going to be continuing our discussion about the last savior, Imam Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif.
Now we come to the fact that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is Qa'im. There are many narrations referring to the fact that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the only Qa'im. So the narrations very explicitly refer to the fact that there is only one Imam as the Qa'im. We'll share a few of these narrations for today's program.
Okay.
Sheikh Kulayni in Al-Kafi, volume 1, page 533, says that يَكُونُ تِسْحَةُ أَئِمَّةٍ بَعْدَ الْحُسَيْنِ ابْنَ عَلِيٍ. After the Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, there would be 9 imams. تَاسِعُهُمْ قَائِمُهُمْ. The 9th of them, which is the 12th imam, he is the Qa'im. So for sure, this verse is rejecting the claim that there would be 2 Qa'ims. The other narration is from Imam al-Rida alayhi salam. He says, Al-Qa'im al-Rabi'u min Wuldi. Qa'im is the 4th child of mine. And we know that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam can be considered as the 4th child of Imam al-Rida alayhi salam. So again, it's rejecting the claim that there are 2 Qa'ims. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that, Huwa al-Khamisu min Wuldi ibni Musa. Qa'im is the 5th child of my child, that is Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam.
Right.
The other has been mentioned by Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, who says, Qa'imuna as-sab'u min ba'di. The Qa'im is the 7th imam after me. So all these narrations refer to the fact that al-Qa'im is only one, and he is no one but Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the 9th imam after Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, the 4th child after Imam al-Rida alayhi salam, the 5th one after Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, and the 7th one after Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. Now we go to the next group of the narrations, according to which the other imams of the Ahlul Bayt very explicitly they have mentioned that I am not that promised Qa'im.
Okay.
In one narration, Abdullah ibn Atta told Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam that talk to me about that promised Qa'im. Then the Imam says that Wallahi ma huwa ana. I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know that only very significant matters the
right,
Imam the
yeah.
Al-Bayt swore by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By God, I am not that person. Then Imam began to explain about some of the features of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So in this narration, the narrator, the companion of the Imam said, Akhbirni anil qa'im. He didn't say, Akhbirni anil qa'imain, talk to me about 2 qa'ims. He says, talk to me, explain to me about that very specific Qa'im who will have a kind of uprising. If there were two, then the Imam should have said to that person that which Qa'im are you talking about, the first one or the second one? No. Imam said that I'm not the Qa'im, and the Qa'im has the following features. The other point, as I mentioned, is that those people who claim that we have two Qa'ims, they need to at least bring one narration in which the word Qa'iman or Qa'imain, which is called the Muthanna, format in Arabic language and Arabic grammar, they should bring at least one narration in which this term has been used, Qa'iman or Qa'imain, two Qa'im. But there is no even one weak narration using the term or the word Qa'iman or two Qa'ims. So the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam first of all refer to the fact that Qa'im is only one person, and he is the ninth child after Imam al-Hussein, or the seventh one after Imam al-Baqir, the fourth one after Imam al-Rida alayhi wasalam. And second of all, even no weak narration has used the term Qa'iman to refer to two Qa'ims. And the narrations talking about Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam being Qa'im, they are, as I mentioned, mainly forged by the Waqifis, which are for that reason rejected.
We're going to go for a short break now, and we're going to come back to this discussion.
Now we need to talk about the arguments of these people, of the followers of this false claimant. They have resorted to some narrations in Shia sources, and they claim that these narrations prove the existence of two Qa'im, and the first Qa'im out of these two is this false claimant. The first narration in this regard is from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
Okay.
They say that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, ثُمَّ يَقُومُ الْقَائِمُ الْمَأْمُولُ وَالْإِمَامُ الْمَجْهُولُ. Then the Qa'im who people are waiting for and they aspire for, they will stand up, they will have his uprising. وَالْإِمَامُ الْمَجْهُولُ, and the unknown Imam. So الْقَائِمُ الْمَأْمُولُ, the Qa'im that people are waiting for, and al-imam al-majhul, the unknown imam. وَهُوَ مِنْ وُلِّكَ يَا حُسَيْنَ, and he is one of your children, or Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This false claimant argues that in this narration, several attributes and features are mentioned for Qa'im. One of them is that the people are waiting for him. But the other one is that he is al-majhul, he is unknown. So this narration cannot refer to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, because he's not majhul. He's known to the people. People know about his genealogy, about his father, his mother, the date and place of his birth, and so on and so forth. That is why this narration is referring to this false claimant from Basra, because for some reason his genealogy to some extent is not known to the people. So this is the argument, and we need to, answer that. I only mentioned the chain of the narration, and then I will discuss about the content in the following session. We have one person, Ali ibn Ahmad, in the chain of the narration. He is called as a very weak narrator, and a person who used to narrate narrations in which there was contradiction. Second of all, we have Ubaidullah ibn Musa, who is unknown. So when it comes to the chain of the narration, this narration is absolutely rejected. But then we will talk about the content of the narration in the next session.
That's all we have time for today. We hope to see you next time, inshallah. From myself and from Dr. Karimi, we bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.